Hello and welcome to the Over Underachievers. I'm one of your hosts, Max McCoy. Joining me as always, with a magically healed Achilles, it's Jason Waterfalls. Congratulations, bud.
Time to be an Aaron Rodgers podcast again. You know, I mean, we held off for a while because he was trying to stay in the news, but wasn't. And here we are. It's Aaron Rodgers time again.
I mean, is this where we just make a decision and be like, look, we're not talking about it? Is this like where we turn on the Bill Belichick and we're like, I'm not talking about quarterbacks. I'm not talking about that I'm a bad coach. I'm not talking about that I might go to the Washington football team, the Chargers, the Bucks. I'm just saying on to next week. That's just like what we're going to do as a podcast.
I appreciate that opportunity. No, we're going to talk about it because if this man plays 100 days after tearing his Achilles, that we absolutely saw it happen, that is going to be a miraculous, incredible.
Isn't this the trap? Isn't this what he wants?
But if he actually healed himself with his crystals or not crystals and not doctors or doctors, whatever the case may be, if he pulls this off, I am not agreeing to not talking about it. It is incredible.
Okay. But at the same time, this is very much like you and I taking a walk in the woods, and then we walk up and we see just a beautiful, perfect plate of ribs. And we're looking at each other and be like, wouldn't it be amazing if there were no strings attached and these were delicious, perfectly cooked ribs? And I would agree with you, but I know that can't be the case because I know there's just not a situation where that happens. And then the net comes up and we're like cannibal food all of a sudden.
Okay.
I'm just not taking the bait. I'm not eating the ribs.
When we're in the net being hung from that tree, do we have the ribs in the net with us? Because we still get to eat them.
Hologram, dog. These cannibals are next level. Next level. It's crazy. I just feel like he's doing this so that we will say, what if? Could it be? He's good at the news cycle, you know? And I don't want to participate. But to your point, I feel like I have to participate because it would be crazy.
First of all, he loves attention. No doubt about that. I think he's doing this to prove, like, he's had that chip on his shoulder being drafted late in the first round. This is the type, I mean, like Tom Brady-esque, but very different, just never got rid of that chip on his shoulder. Like nothing has ever been good enough. And then he's going to come back from an Achilles tear inside of the same season. I'm making ribs for that man if he does it. If he wants to prove everybody wrong, so you know he's doing everything in his power to do just that.
But that's the thing. You can hope and dream and drink human growth hormone. Your Achilles just can't fix itself like that. It just doesn't work like that, you know?
Modern medicine, maybe. What if this entire time he's doing everything that's just like basic modern medicine, but like pretending like everything else is like, but putting it out there that it's all like super special.
What if he's just like, it's Flintstone vitamins and Neosporin. That's what I'm doing every day.
Neosporin and hydrogen peroxide. Did we have talked about hydrogen peroxide? It's like my favorite.
No, I would love to though. Let's go ahead.
It's what my favorite thing for like
Why?
Open wounds.
Because you like to see the fizz.
Yeah, I like the bubble and I like the burn. Right.
Turns you just out. Like you look at the cut and you're like, ooh, I'm so nasty. Look at my nasty, nasty okay. self.
You turned it.
There's a little bit of that, isn't there? That you look at it, you're like, oh, disgusting. I'm clean now, but I'm disgusting.
I mean, not in that exact tone, but like,
okay, what's the tone? Give me the tone that like you look at it and you're like,
it's more like, oh yeah, I'm getting clean. It's not like I am nasty. It's like,
okay,
I like getting cleaned up. But it turns out the hydrogen peroxide, this is what a doctor told me. So I trust all doctors, unlike Aaron Rodgers. It said hydrogen peroxide deadens the ends of your skin that are like exposed. So it actually makes it harder to heal.
Oh, what? Okay. That's a spin zone. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, me neither. So it's just like clean it up, soap and water, and then put Neosporin on your wounds. Don't use hydrogen peroxide because it deadens the ends of the skin that you need to start healing.
I mean, but we don't know how it affects Achilles, do we? We have no idea.
Thank you.
You know? Western medicine, man. I don't know why. It really bothered me when I learned that Pat McAfee was paying Aaron Rodgers like I didn't remember what the number was, but like appearances.
Yeah.
It was like $15 million a year or something. Something stupid. I don't know. Whatever. There's no reason for that to bother me. It's a great decision by Pat McAfee. Aaron Rodgers is getting paid. I think he provides pretty good content, but it pisses me off and I don't know why.
it pisses me off that he's getting paid and then he just sits there nonchalantly and has bad audio. That's what pisses me off. That's if you're getting good. Paid to be there, you don't have to have the exact mic setups that we have, but
sure,
sit up. And maybe he's rehabbing his Achilles, you know, with his Neosporin during that time and an ace bandage. But like, I'm sorry, sit up. Good business by him to get paid. But the only thing that bothers me is he's just so nonchalant about it with terrible audio.
Now, you know who does sit up? AJ Hawk. And
does not move.
Doesn't speak. He's never spoken to.
Sometimes when I'm watching that show, and I don't watch it that much, but when he's on screen, I truly wonder if my internet's like there's a problem on half of my TV. Like that's how dumb I become when he's on screen. I'm like, this man is, first of all, he's an unfrozen caveman, no doubt about that. But he is just frozen until he smokes or there's, you know, his cigar smoke that he has. Unless that's wafting around the room, I'm not certain that he's awake.
Listen, I agree with you. He does look like Unfrozen Caveman, but he almost looks like Unfrozen Caveman from Zoolander, you know, because there's a lot of facial symmetry. He's an attractive man, objectively. I think Big Cigar is probably like, we got to stop this. We have to stop this man casually cigar smoking on a podcast that no one ever speaks to him on. It's not a good look for cigars. You know, Joe Burrow, that might have been peak cigar. You know, Red Auerbach, Joe Burrow after the national title, peak cigars. AJ Hawk not getting spoken to and puffing on. And to be clear, I don't watch the show. I just see social media clips.
Maybe he has a sponsorship with Cigar.
Bad sponsorship. That is bad sponsorship.
Do you remember the movie Strange Wilderness with Steve Zahn and Jonah Hill was in it?
Okay. No, I do not.
Justin Long was also in it. I like Justin Long on screen more than you do. In Strange Wilderness, he's at a table and everybody's like having a meeting. And they ask him a question, and he was asleep, but he painted, like, it's all part of the movie.
Eyes?
He painted eyes on like, his eyelids, and I think that that's what's going on with AJ Hawk. Like, I think he's actually asleep.
Okay, I love that if he is, but I want to push back on you. You think he painted elaborate eyes on his own eyelids? I don't think that's physically possible, my man.
Have you never seen it?
Can you paint your own eyes on your eyelid? That's just not... That's not possible.
Yeah, one at a time. Or have somebody else.
No way.
Or have somebody else do it.
There's no way. Screen share. There's no way. They look pretty good, honestly.
Okay, thank you.
He looks like Jesus on Molly. But there's no way he did that himself.
It's part
scenario.
Of the... No, the costume.
But within the narrative arc of Strange Wilderness, is it presented as if he did that himself?
I can't believe you don't remember this movie. I've seen it so many times. I love it.
No, love Steve Zahn. Mostly hates Steve Zahn movies. Know what I mean? Yes.
Yeah, understood.
It's kind of how that is. Okay, Jason, can't believe we haven't got through the introduction yet. How are you? What's good? How's it going?
I'm great. Really, really excited. I think we'll get into it a little bit later for this college. This, I don't know what it is. Notre Dame never plays in a championship game. Let me, dang it, going to get a lot of flack for that from Andre because, I mean, they got their butts beat by Alabama in a championship game, but they never play in a conference championship game because they're independent. I think I'm the most excited. You had a twinkle in your eye. You want to just take your shot now or?
No, you know what? I was literally remembering a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I mentioned me, Andre, and our mutual friend, Scotty Bobos, went to Topgolf. And it was the weekend of the Georgia-Tennessee game. And Scotty Bobos said, hey, are you going to the game to Andre? And Andre, the whole point of the Topgolf trip might have been leading to this moment. Andre looked at me, goes, nah, man, I only go to big games.
And like, oh, so good.
I was just thinking about the way he really waits for his moment to savage you, to savage Scotty, but was really anybody. There's a real clinical expertise to it that I really appreciate.
It's like clinical, but it's also like, psychotic.
It's precision bombing. No, it's not psychotic.
Yes,
it is. Psychotic implies messy. It's not messy. It's
always... sometimes it is because it's like, okay, it's a nice back and forth, and then he'll just drop a nuke. And I get blamed for this too, where it's like, oh, we're just having fun banter, and like, why'd you have to take it so far, right?
Right.
I get blamed for that too. But it's like, sorry, I had a great one that I could throw in right there. So I respect it and I get it. But we could just be having fun banter with Andre sometimes, and then he'll just destroy everything you love about sports and everything you've ever said about sports. And some of the times it's not wrong, but it, you know, he doesn't have to be so mean to me.
No, listen, know? he's like Edward Norton in Fight Club when he just destroys Jared Leto. He's like, sometimes you just got to destroy something beautiful, you know, to respect it and to like appreciate it. And that's what he does to the banter. It's really good stuff. So sorry, I derailed you with my twinkle in my eye about that memory.
I'm just excited for college conference championship weekend. Mm. I'm wondering if it's one of the better ones. You know, I'm not trying to do recency bias. However,
okay,
all of the games really, really matter and are going to play into a messy Sunday for the committee and how they're going to figure this top four out. I don't think 12 teams solves this, for the record, but I mean, Oregon, Washington, when have I ever been this excited for a Pac-12 championship game?
You know, I'll say this. The Pac-12 football that I've watched this year has been much more entertaining than the SEC football I've watched this year.
More interesting. Better than the Big Ten as well.
Yeah, it's by far, I feel like top to bottom, I feel like it's been the better conference, the best quality of play. With the SEC and the Big Ten, you're just super top heavy, 1-2.
It's so funny that the Pac-12 has already absolutely imploded because their football right now seems and is like the Big 12's football like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. It's just like all offense, sometimes okay defense in big moments, but just really, really fun to watch, but large scores.
Big scores. Sneakily, I think there's some good defense in the Pac-12 too. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm very excited. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's go ahead. Let's go to some overachieving, underachieving points of conversation. I wanted to check in with you about this Mark Cuban news, about him kind of financially, ownershiply disavowing everything. He announced that he was leaving Shark Tank after, I think, season 16, which is not this season, but I think the next season. And he also sold a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, but somehow retained operational control, which is very interesting and fascinating. I think we've both been interested, kind of fans of the Mark Cuban experience. Yep. When you read this, what was your perception? Were you like, he's stepping away from stuff, or he's changing and going to be doing something else more aggressively?
I hope it's doing something else more aggressively. I think that he's been a great owner. He's been a fun owner to follow. I mean, the Mavs organization has had some situations that they've had to deal with. And, you know, I don't know if we put all of that at Mark Cuban's feet or not. But I don't, when I first heard this news, I didn't understand it. Then when I heard that he was going to retain control of basketball operations, I also did not understand it. And that he sold a majority stake, but he didn't sell all of it, when I'm pretty sure he did own all of it. And, you know, people take on minority investors here and there. So I have no clue if the Mavs did that. I heard something very interesting. What if Mark Cuban did this before there's about to be a bubble burst of the value of sports teams? I don't remember. I heard it on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly.
AJ Hawk didn't say it. I'll tell you that. AJ Hawk didn't say it. I can tell you that right now.
Maybe he did, but he had to have like.
What if he did? What if he had to
dream
bombs?
And like have nodes on his head that are just like reading his dreams? Mark Cuban is very, very good at things like this. I have no clue. He does not need the $3.5 billion. I have no clue why he ended up selling the team, other than he believes that this is the max value that he's going to get for it. And he literally made a business decision. But with his Mavericks, I cannot believe it.
Well, so from what I understand, the popular narrative is he's run for president. He's going to run for president. But he's already come out and said, no, I'm not running for president. Even though I'd be interested in a Mark Cuban presidency, I would be, to be completely transparent, I want to maintain apolitical conversations here on this podcast. I would be interested in anybody except for the two guys that are probably going to be the nominees. So I would be interested in AJ Hawk as a nominee. Either party, don't care. But
what if saying nothing says so much more? That's his tagline. AJ Hawk. What if saying nothing says so much more?
What bad can happen if I never say anything?
AJ, what's your policy on XYZ?
Cigar smoke puff. How did you handle the summit with the Chinese president guy, whatever? I don't know. Cigar smoke puff. Like, great. Love it. it's a great counterbalance to all the noise we've been getting right now. Anyways, that's not what's happening. What I have, I checked out.
Cause it might be what's happening.
Well, maybe, probably not.
Probably.
I think there's no person with a lot of stuff going for them, and dignity would be like, you know what I should do? I should run for president. That just feels like the wrong move. It's attracting a bozo type. I was looking around because I was like, he's obviously leaked something somewhere to get the narrative out about what he's wanting or why he's doing this. So I went to Dallas Morning News. They had a story about really what this is about is because of who he sold to, which was, I think Adelson Casino Heirs, they're worth $33 billion. The move is that he wants to design and build a casino arena resort combo in Dallas so that you can gamble. You can go to a game, you can gamble on that game, and then you can get a nice presidential suite, like in the whole process.
What are we talking about right now? That was in the news report?
It was alluded to.
He sold that's his vision. He could make like a Disneyland in Dallas somewhere?
A gambling Disneyland, probably. But he gave up the value. He traded the value for the cash availability. And he partnered with Adelson's, who've already done casinos in Las Vegas, because he wants to bring that to Dallas. And because of the legislature, this is a lot of like business, who cares? But I think you're going to need that kind of heft from the Adelson family to make it make sense in Texas, you know, because I understand casino management building from what I've seen on Ozark, really primarily. And it's good to have like people with connections is my understanding. So I think that's what he's going to accomplish here.
Do you think this is because of Dude Perfect's new headquarters?
And like 100%, everything's about that, you know,
100%. Like they're gonna be like, we have to rival that trick shot area where you can go and do
trick shots. So what can we do? Parlays. That's the natural. I don't hate it.
More takes to get something right? Trick shots or parlays? You know what I mean?
I mean, isn't Shark Tank kind of like investing trick shots? You know, it's all kind of related. I think with Shark Tank, I think he's just like, look, I can't deal with Mr. Wonderful and Barbara another season. I've done.
Don't
my
throw
thing.
Barbara in there with Mr. Wonderful. Barbara,
you know what the issue is with Barbara?
Saint.
Barbara's not a saint because she will look at the people and be like, you're ugly and your energy is ugly. And for those reasons, I'm out. And it's like, Barbara, you could have just said, I'm not interested. You could have just done what Lori does and said, I'm not interested in this.
Or you could do what Robert does and try to be nice to everybody and then just snap sometimes. I love Robert so much, but you're right. Barbara gets a little judgy and gets out pretty quickly. She'll just be like, it'll just be like them walking down the hall and the music's just playing. She's like, just FYI, I'm already out. I do not like what this looks like.
I hate this. And your mother's disappointed in you. Probably. I can tell.
Cause I am.
And yeah. So yeah, the Cuban stuff, I'll be interested to keep track of that.
So you think there's something else bigger than just the value of time, money, or any type of sports team value bubble situation?
I think that's real. And I think it's kind of like, what if I could sell but keep control?
Yeah,
that's and gain
crazy.
An
crazy. Yeah.
So I think that's 3D checkers or 3D chess right there. I don't know. Is there 3D checkers? That'd be a fun game.
Hey.
Probably more my speed.
TM, you know? TM.
Okay, let's go overachieve. So is he overachieving or underachieving? I think overachieving.
I think overachieving too. There's something else here. He loves the Mavericks. He loves his Mavericks. He would not
do this
without something else in the works.
When we made our McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, let's do next topic, transfer portal expectations. Really, this is kind of about you, you know, because I don't want to dive into some minutia of like, where's Max with two X's Johnson going? Well, it's already North Carolina. And how's that going to impact? I don't care, honestly. I need like really significant names before I'm able to comment on it. I'm wondering.
So this isn't about Matt Rhule.
This is not about Matt Rhule, who said because you need like a milli or 1.5 to get a good QB these days, which good for QBs. They deserve it.
You know? Yeah, they do. I don't know why that was such breaking news. Like, yeah, okay.
What do you think? What y'all think that he was getting? You thought he was getting like $600? Come on, be real.
Guess what? You need $1 to $2 million to get a QB that's not in the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. You need $1 to $2 million to like receive a Costco membership these days. So of course the quarterbacks are going to be a little more expensive, you know, inflation. Am I right? But really though, because Notre Dame has kind of made their bones on like, we're kind of QB transfer portal shoppers.
They did it once. So
did it well. You are getting defensive. So no,
like
you,
they've made their
your body language shifted forward.
That makes it sound like they've done it seven times.
As someone who watches nature documentaries, your the hair on your back came up. You tried to make yourself big to be like, don't threaten me right now. And I'm just saying,
don't talk about my back hair on here. You know, nobody wants that.
Fix it in post. I'm just curious about, do you think they are going to try to recruit the next guy? Or once you get on the transfer portal QB merry-go-round, it does feel like you're committed to it. So do you think that's the route?
The name's already come out. Let's just say it so we can talk about it. The name has already come out. Yeah.
Riley Leonard.
And the likely place he's going to land is Notre Dame.
Great looking kid. Honestly, great quarterback.
No Sam Hartman. Can he stay? Like, can he not get hurt? Every time I freaking watch Duke play, he would take incredibly hard hits. You know who he reminds me of?
Jaden Daniels.
David Carr.
David Carr.
Jaden Daniels seeks them out, like writes like invitations to like, I'll be here at this hash mark on this yard line at this time. Someone please come just punish me.
He's like the crazy guy in Heat. It's a 30-year-old movie I'm going to reference that I'm sure everyone's familiar with. He's like the guy who's like, the action's the juice for me, dog. Like, that's Jaden. He's like, I feel alive when I get destroyed. Ryan Leonard doesn't feel that calculated. It just feels like he doesn't understand how to play quarterback yet because he's such a good athlete. He makes it happen. But to your point, like, it's high upside, but there's also he's injured 1.5 games into the season, and now like we're back at square one. So I'm worried. I think he's a really great prospect, though, to be honest.
I do too. I mean, he played so well for Duke, and Duke was a good team, and now they just lost their quarterback and their coach. So
can we pour one out for Duke? Because
sorry, Duke.
Great team. Really great beginning of the season. Injuries, you know, at the end. And now it's like, I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't think it's going to be like what they had.
Because Mike Elko David Cutcliffe, or I don't even know where he's at these days, but probably
I don't know.
The Manning Passing Academy. But yes, I think that Notre Dame, I'm hoping that they cannot have to do this every single season.
Yeah.
But if that can be a landing spot for a good quarterback when all the other pieces are in place-ish, right? I like it. And I already liked Riley Leonard. So yeah, I mean, I'm trying to temper my expectations in case he does not land there. But this is the same exact cycle that happened with Sam Hartman. And he did end up there. And he did play well. Not Heisman well. But he played Notre Dame quarterback well.
Sure.
So I'm very excited about it. But the transfer portal is very, very interesting. And I kind of wish... And there kind of is this concept with the really big people in the NBA and NFL from like forcing your way other places. But this idea that you can, you know, the coach leaves at Duke and you're like, sorry, I committed to that coach. That coach is gone and I'm not going to A&M. So
yeah,
let's find another spot for me. I do like it. It's messy.
It's good for the kids. Because
it's great for the kids.
And just get deserted.
Some of these people getting to shine, like Sam Hartman got way more shine by doing this than if he would have, like, back in the day, like all the grad transfers seemed to go to Cincinnati under Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, good for Riley Leonard, like playing a good season at Duke and then upping his status by going to Notre Dame. So
I want you to know, I'm going to text Andre on a side thread, and we're going to set an over under date on the first text we get from you. That shows Riley Leonard like 360 dunking and you like really talking yourself into the Riley Leonard era. So
you mean I'm
thinking
healthy
of a few dates.
If he signs with Notre Dame, that's the day I'm already in. I don't need to see a 360 dunk.
No, but you're just like, you're going to lose yourself a little bit and you're just gonna be like, you guys see this? And it's just going to be a little shameless, and that's okay. Like, enjoy your team, enjoy your quarterback, you know, but I feel like it's going to be earlier than everybody thinks.
There is an episode of Over Underachievers where we were talking about, we were talking about Sam Hartman, and we were also talking about a maybe it was Drake May or Sam Howell. I think it was Sam Howell. And we were like, that's a handsome individual. And then I said, I think that Sam Hartman is the hottest quarterback in all of college football. And this is when he was on Wake. So I don't think that the Riley Leonard thing is going to meet what I've put myself through this year with Sam, because I already loved Sam.
Sure.
I just respect Riley on the field when he's not getting hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be
It's not going to be as emotionally messy for you is what,
correct,
is what I'm hearing.
Correct.
It's just going to be, let's just keep it on the field. You know, let's not mix business and pleasure. I'm not going to dookie where I eat. You know what I'm saying?
As the saying goes. I can't do it twice, and I don't love him as much as I love Sam. So it's, I just want you and Andre to know it's just not going to be the same from that perspective.
Be like, Riles, I've been hurt. And I don't want you to take this personally, but you're a rebound. Okay. Basketball pun intended. And that would be like a fun exchange.
Because Estime is the future next season. It's all about the running game next year.
Like 40 carries a game. Let's do this. Like
it's got to be. It's got to be.
Let's go overachieving or underachieving. And I wanted to talk to you about this Thunderbolts movie that I definitely knew about before this morning when I read a Wyatt Russell article about being a monarch with his dad. And I was like, this is cool. I like Wyatt Russell. So I'm reading this Hollywood Reporter piece and he refers to the Thunderbolts. He's like, it's going to be a different movie than people think. And I was like, I don't know what the Thunderbolts is. That like an animated, like the Incredibles adjacent? And no, it's a Marvel thing. It's like a Marvel universe superhero situation. My question is, did you know about this? And side question, do you think we, the people, are sleeping on the Thunderbolts given everyone who is involved?
I did know about it. Because I love Julie Louis-Dreyfus and I love Veep. It's probably my favorite sitcom of all time. And so her being the purple haired, whatever the situation is, I don't know if she's Madam Web or Dakota Johnson is or what.
Do you want to take a crack at her name?
I
feel knowing like it's ridiculous.
It's like Mrs. President Senator Moskowitz. I don't.
Okay. I know you think that wasn't a good job. It's not correct, but it's closer than I would have thought you would have gotten.
I haven't seen it in a while, but when she showed up at the end of whatever that Falcon and the Captain America and the Falcon or whatever that was, and she showed up at the end of that to grab Wyatt Russell, and then she also grabs at the end of the Black Widow, I think, she also grabs, what's her name?
Flo Pugh.
Yeah, thank you. Flo Pugh.
Okay. So that helps me understand this a little bit. So that's what she's been, because honestly, like when they showed Roy Kent as Hercules in one of the movies, I've never thought about that again. And I've never been like, oh my God, like what are they going to do with Roy Kent as Hercules or whatever, whoever he was.
I don't think it was Hercules.
Cupid? Was he Cupid?
What movie is this? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think he was Hercules, man. Like it might've been the end of Love and Thunder.
I didn't finish that one.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. He shows
and
up.
And he loved like, Ragnarok. Love and
he's
Thunder.
He's like, oi, mate. Oi. And I was just like, what are they going to do with that? When are we going to see that? And we might not ever see that again. But you're telling me that Julia Louis-Dreyfus' character, when she's like taking people, it's leading to the Thunderbolts.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. Her character's name, just for the record, is Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Okay.
Which is just, it's like an allergy medication, some Cajun, and a little bit of Russian. And that's a perfect stew.
And hey, you know? That explains her, because she is just the best.
I hope they paid her $700 million because this is the greatest comedic actress of our lifetime.
Yes.
And they gave her a stupid name. And to be honest, it feels like a stupid character. And I hope she is breaking the bank.
Counterpoint. What if she was allowed to pick her own name and that's why it's hilarious?
Okay. This being comic book centric, I would be stunned. But if not, I think that's hilarious.
She's so great that there's a chance that she was involved in the creative, even though there's probably canon for it in the past.
I love it, man. When I looked it up, this is the aforementioned Flo Pugh. This is Wyatt Russell. This is Harrison Ford, David Harbour, Io Edebiri from The Bear, Olga Kurylenko, Sebastian Stan, Steven Yeun, Julie Woodruffus, and I'm sure some other cameos showing up. I'm kind of interested in all these people. I think
I am too, man.
I love all these actors. I don't know what they're going to do with the characters. And part of me appreciates that, like, I don't super know these, you know, whatever comic book characters really well. So they can do a lot of different things with them. And I don't know if this is going to be like a Suicide Squad-ish, but like cool, you know, like with some integrity, I really don't care. I'm going to watch this, and I'm kind of excited of what could happen here.
Go ahead. Reveal to the people what happened before we started recording.
This was on the rundown, and you were watching the trailer, and I was like, what you watching? That sounds pretty cool. And you were like, it's the trailer for Thunderbolts. I was like, I didn't know there was a trailer. So you sent me the link. And then what I found to watch was a teaser trailer concept from a YouTube channel that, included Harrison Ford photoshopped in, but with a Sam Elliott, like old West mustache.
Yes.
Saloon keeper mustache. And I was like, I don't know that this is real. And then we collectively agreed and realized it was not real.
We both watched separate teaser concept trailers from the same YouTube channel. You watched one from 7 months ago that was way rougher than the one I watched from a month ago.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the real trailer, and I thought it was a really good trailer. So I do not usually get trailer hoodwinked. I thought that that was the real trailer for Thunderbolts. So
yeah.
Kudos to that channel.
You don't have a good eye for trailer
What?
Stuff. Look, I've talked a lot about, I'm very promiscuous with trailers. I have a wide ranging, I'm a bit of a connoisseur. So 18 seconds in, I was like, this is not real. This is not real.
Because the one you were watching was not the same one I was watching. The one I was watching is much realer than the one you were watching.
Can I give you some tough love right now?
Don't do this about trailers.
I can't. Okay. That's okay. You're not ready for it. That's okay. I was asking permission. You were like, I'm not ready for it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Granted, but this could affect everything that we're building here together. Go ahead.
Even if you had seen the trailer I saw, you wouldn't have noticed. You wouldn't have noticed.
I would have noticed the giant alpaca.
You're not ready for tough love. You said you're ready,
but you were. The giant alpaca that was underneath Harrison Ford's nose.
Yeah. It is a bit of a snuffleupagus down there.
That was not in my trailer. Let me just say that.
I realize why I got cut out. I mean, I'm excited about this because you could build it. Especially with the Sebastian Stan, he's kind of in the news right now because evidently he tried out for Johnny on the OC, didn't get the part. And in the tell all that's coming out, they forgot that he auditioned. They just didn't even remember Winter Soldier was like potentially, on the OC. He's also playing young Trump. Did you see that news?
No,
he's playing young Trump.
I never saw the Tommy Lee video, the movie that he did, but apparently he was good as Tommy Lee in that.
It's TV show. It's a Hulu show. It was not good. I didn't like it.
I do remember that you all didn't like it and then went straight into an ad about it on your old network. So that was pretty
hilarious. Wonder of dynamic ads where you can't control what's coming next.
And apparently we keep getting notes about our dynamic ads, and we do want to repeat that we do not control them, and it saves you all from having to pay us more money. So it is what it is, but
we're trying to finesse, but like there's broad categories where they're like, actually, border control and abortion pills are in fun culture lifestyle. And I'm like, I just don't think that's true. I think there's more categories.
And ED medicine and funeral homes.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a differentiation there. But the guy who, the director, Jake Schreier, he directed Beef, which was great. It's a great Netflix show. And the writer was one of the main writers on Thor Ragnarok. So great cast. I don't really know much about the canon, and a great creative crew team. I'm all up on this, you know?
And you like Wyatt way more than I do. I like Kurt over Wyatt 7 days a week.
What's your deal with Wyatt? Why not?
He was great in 22 Jump Street. I think he really overacted in that Falcon.
Oh, Captain America. He looked like Uncle Grandpa Captain America. That's not his fault, though. You know.
Okay, so we're not blaming him for doing a bad job?
He doesn't look like Captain America. But when you cast him as Captain America, he's not like, I can change my nose. He's just like, this is me. I can't change like what God gave me. I can change how I interact, but you know, when Uncle Grandpa,
I'm not attacking his looks like you are. I'm attacking his ability to act properly.
Oh, you think he's a bad actor in that? You didn't buy him as Captain America.
Both those, but it's not just because of his looks. I think he was overacting his Captain America. So then I was not buying it.
Have you ever watched Playtest on Black Mirror?
No, I don't watch Black Mirror at all. Gets me revved up. I tried that one episode.
I was trying to figure out a way to say that tracks, and not, I didn't want to sound like bitchy. Like I wasn't trying to like be rude, but that does cool. Like track very much aligns with your sensibility. He's great in it. Yeah, it's probably not one for you to watch, honestly. But for it's not.
Not the one to
never mind.
Start with. Okay.
Yeah. So, but he's great in that. He's really good in that. Okay, let's, Jason, it's time to advise the people on how to get a payday this weekend, brought to you by King's Wine Pretzel Bread.
There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday, someday. There will come a payday, hallelujah, what a payday. There will come a payday someday.
While our picks for your next payday are just guesses, the only real guarantee in life is King's Hawaiian Pretzel Bread. It won't make your family love you or your boss respect you, but it will be delicious. Guaranteed. Jason, what are you predicting this weekend?
I am taking the absolute over in Oregon, Washington. It's currently at 66. I might bump that even up to like 68,
68.5.
Dang. I mean, do you think that there's any chance that there's not 70 points scored in this game?
Yes, I think there's a huge chance. I'll have to let the boy watch on this because I feel like Washington is on fumes. And I feel, what does everyone always say? Hard to beat a good team twice. I feel like Oregon's playing as well as they've ever played. Washington's playing as iffy as they've ever played. I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with Oregon.
Are you fully on the Oregon side? The fact that Washington beat Oregon this year and Oregon is a 9.5 point favorite is insane. And I'm wondering if it's a little trappy. I don't know how to do trap games. You know, Andre will tell you that firsthand, but if this feels like you take Washington in the points, no, because if not, then this is going over, because I can honestly, I have no clue how anybody, especially a Washington team on fumes, stops this Oregon offense. So they're going to put up 48 or 50. I just got to get 20, 22 out of Washington. And I think that that's going to happen.
I think Oregon's going to slow down, be real physical. Penix didn't look right. He I don't know if he's injured or dinged or something. He just doesn't hit. Last like 3 or 4 weeks, he has not looked right. So I would say away from the points, just go like money line or something. So I'm going to have to let the boy watch on this one with you, my man.
My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch.
Fair enough. The next one that I've got is Texas against Oklahoma State. I think I'm going to give the points and bet Texas. I think that they're going to win big. I think that they're a good team. I think that they're going to win by more than 15.
Man, I think they're way more talented. And Oklahoma State, ever since they beat Oklahoma, has looked like dog crunch, you know? So I think, but weirdly, I just don't trust Mike Gundy. He's like Trailer Park Dabo, you know?
Can we give him a little bit more respect? I agree. I don't really trust him in this spot, to be honest. I mean, I'm clearly betting against him in a lot of points, but not Dabo. Let's not do Dabo to him. We like Mike Gundy. We don't have to think.
Do we like Mike Gundy? Do we like Mike? I'm asking myself. I don't know that I do.
He's not Dabo June. He's not Trailer Park Dabo. Like, of all things, let's make him something else. I get it, but what's he ever done to you? I agree. We're not trusting him in a clutch spot in the end of the season in the Big 12 championship game. Totally understand that. But let's not Dabo him. He didn't do anything to deserve that. I know you meant it flippantly, but I got
it. No, I didn't. I meant it really thoughtfully, but now that you've made me reconsider, you're right. He's never like won anything, and Dabo has actually won stuff.
All right, fair.
So I've got to revise a little bit. I got to figure
maybe
out.
Maybe he's Trailer Park Dan Lanning.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, both couple passionate guys.
I feel like you're daring me to do another.
Hey, Mike, ha! How's it going? Love the mullet, Mike. Ha! Great to see you.
It's one of my favorite things. There's no nuance or elegance to it. It's just screaming. It's just masculine screaming is Dan Lanning.
Okay, but exactly. Really, that's what that. Mike Gundy is most known for, screaming, I'm a man, I'm 40. That but is like, exactly that.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he's Grandpa Dan Lanning. He's the OG, but see, like, at yelling.
Dan Lanning, he's the new kid, so he'd have to be like Gen Z Mike Gundy, right? That's what I'm saying.
Mike Gundy is Grandpa version of Dan Lanning. He's the OG version of Dan Lanning.
We might need the listeners to help us out. Who's the comp? Who's the comp for Mike Gundy?
I think we need to have like coaching categories where like Dabo is the coach of a team, Saban is a coach of a team, Dan Lanning is the coach of a team, and then like we put similar personalities in their stacks.
Oh, okay.
With them.
Okay. Like personality. Oh, like the Enneagram, but for like college football coaches.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Write that down. We might have to like, that might be a, that might be a winter episode. Okay. I'm a Bad Boys for Life. I'm a Bad Boys for Life on that. We can't be stopped
now, cause it's Bad Boys for Life. You think Texas is going to win big? It's their last game in the Big 12. I just think that they're going to put it to Oklahoma State.
I'm saying Bad Boys for Life, but I am like,
it's a lot of points. Know,
I'm that so Raven seeing the future and Mike Gundy that's clapping his so hands together,
Raven.
Beating Texas by like 2 points. I'm seeing that right now, but I'm still going to ride with you. I'm still going to ride with
fair
you.
Enough. What do you got?
I've got, so let's talk about Georgia, Alabama. The spreads, Georgia's giving 5.5 points. Over under is 54.5 points. I got it at Georgia with 5. It's gotten bet up a little bit and it came down a little bit. I'm just going to take Georgia in the points. Same. I feel like they'll handle business.
I don't want to touch Andre, this over under. I have no freaking clue points wise what's going to happen in this game. I don't even have a thought about it. I'm definitely riding with you on Georgia Mice. We can't be stopped now,
cause it's Bad Boy for Life. Honestly, I think I'd feel better about under 54.5 because I think this is going to be a running game. So the clock's going to move. I think good defenses, they're going to be prepared. Andre gave us a little nugget that Georgia does struggle with those mobile quarterbacks. Jalen Milroe is one of the best at doing that. So I have to assume that they're going to be prepared for that. So I think I'm going to go under 54.5 instead of the points. That's going to be my move here.
I just joined you and then you switched. What the heck just happened here?
I told you it's a fluid situation, my man. Fickle. You got to be ready to jump ship.
You know what coach you are? Luke Fickle.
Luke Fickle. It's a good joke. It's a good joke. So you're Bad Boys for Life-ing yourself on the minus 5.5.
I guess so.
What are you doing
and
on the
you're letting the boy watch of what your thought was. Okay, got
that's
it.
Right. Yep.
My wife said, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no. Let the bad boy watch. Let the bad boy watch.
And then Michigan, Iowa. This is, did you see the over-under on this game?
35.
Michigan might do that by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, just to be very clear, if the current line on this game is 22.5 and the over under is 35, I'm taking Michigan minus the points and I'm taking the over.
But at the same time, Iowa is you got to play them. It's a slop fight. You don't feel good about it. They don't feel good about it. No one feels good about it. And you have to play like they're just disgusting offense. It infects you a little bit. And you're like, I don't know. Should we run 6 straight fullback dives as well? I maybe we should. I don't know. So I'm a little leery on the over-under. I do feel good about Michigan in the points, though.
But if you're taking Michigan in the points, that means they score 23 points. You think with Harbaugh's second time coming back from a suspension this season that they're just going to stop in the 20s on points? They are
look
going
at me.
To
look
put
at me right
1
now.
Billion points up.
The only reason you take over 35 points is if you think Michigan is scoring 35 or more points. You cannot get into a situation where you're asking Iowa to bring anything to the Thanksgiving meal, okay? Because they won't. They refuse. So if you build your plans around maybe Iowa will bring a turkey or a nice casserole or some good rolls or ice or just like a 2-liter, and then when Iowa gets there, they're like, we never said we were doing that.
They showed up empty-handed and didn't eat any of your food. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah, and they just smashed all the food onto the floor, and they're like, happy Thanksgiving.
Do you know what
what I'm saying.
Do you know what their team total is per half of this game?
2.5?
0.5.
What?
That is what Vegas and DraftKings, not a sponsor yet, has set it at. They are expected to score either 0 or 1 point in each half.
I love it so much. I love it so much.
I'm taking the over and I'm taking the points and I'm probably going to put them together for Michigan. Like this is just.
That's dangerous.
Harbaugh's coming back and, you know, we'll see if he's there next year. He's going to put the beat down on some teams if him and his team are able to do it. And I think that this is a game where they're going to be able to do it.
Iowa's
got a good defense, but they're not stopping Blake Corum and your boy, JJ McCarthy.
Early in the season, though, Michigan, they would run the ball, win by like 20, get out there to play another day. So part of me wonders if they're just going to like mail it in to get to the playoffs. Can I interest you in just a favorites moneyline parlay? You take Oregon, you take Texas, you take Georgia, you take Michigan, and that gives you plus 125 odds. Is it that easy?
It's just Oregon for me. In my mind, Texas wins money line. In my mind, Georgia wins money line, and that's technically the greatest odds, the least odds, I should say. And then Michigan is a huge favorite, but I agree Washington's on fumes, but what if they're not? You know,
it would have been better if someone had beaten them. Is the point I'm making? If someone had beaten them and they do like the recalibration, like splash cold water on their face, they'd be like, okay, now we're. The fact that they haven't been beat yet makes me. I'm so sure that they're going to get beat this game. My confidence is Michigan, Oregon, Georgia, Texas. I feel like Texas is the one that screws me.
Yeah, and Alabama is, I mean, technically probably the scariest, but like relying on Oregon to win against a good Washington team, even if they're gassed out, has me a little weary. However, I'm absolutely making this four favorites parlay bet with you.
Okay, let's do it. And before we get to Cameo Closes Pin, let's check in with Andre to get his three stack pack of picks for this week.
Gentlemen, how we doing? The voice is hoarse, but the spirits are high. The McCauley Blue Tornadoes are again state champions of Tennessee for the fourth time in 5 years. What a run. Happy championship week to all those that celebrate. We've said it all year, but it really feels like this season just absolutely flew by. We're going to get started with the Oregon Ducks -9.5, Boise State -2, and Oklahoma State +14.5 versus Texas. And lastly, in the game of the week, the game of the year, the Georgia Bulldogs take on the Alabama Crimson Tide in Atlanta, Georgia. Not only does Georgia cover the 6, I think they win by double digits. Roll dogs.
All right, Cameo, closest to the pin. Jason, you are currently at 4-2, I think. 4-2, yeah, 4-2 total. So first of all, like, congratulations for being in this position. We're going to be guessing Eric Musselman. Sincere. No, it was. I'm really impressed with your efforts. You know, like, you're really stringing together some good stuff here.
Also, after getting embarrassed. Sincere. I don't. Why are you doing this? I don't.
So Eric Musselman, coach of University of Arkansas, just upset Duke last night.
Yeah.
So
take that, John Shire.
What a great way to honor him, and respect him and like what he's doing, than by guessing his Cameo price. So, I have my number.
My number is $100.
120.
120.
I almost went 101.
Interesting.
Here's why pick 100? What's the rationale?
I'm curious if he's keeping this money. I don't think he is. I think a nice round number for a coach that's been having a lot of pub over the last couple seasons. I don't see it being 50. That doesn't seem worth his time.
Right.
And over 100, I'm just trying to keep myself from guessing like 199, 200, because like that would seem to be the case that it would go to charity and be like $200. But that's where I'm at with 100. Why did you end up with 120? That's out of your typical range. I thought you were going to be coming in with a 75 or a 99 here.
See, I was same thing. It feels like it has to be triple digits. He's an active coach and he's good. So if he shows up at $75, that feels weird to me. I thought about 101, but then I ramped it up. I even thought about 200 because, again, this is a good coach. So I landed on 120 because I feel like 150 is too high. 100 is too low. That's the rationale. So Eric Musselman, you can have him for $115. 115? $115.
No, yeah, I heard the 100, but I didn't know if you were saying 15 or 50. You win either way, but 115 is weird.
115 is a weird number.
And for you to guess his, 120 is also weird. Do you want to reveal anything?
I worked through my thought process, you know?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. That was the first time we've really both revealed our thought processes.
No, you know why? Because I needed to burn some time because I've closed all my tabs, so I had to reopen slowly. he's got a five-star rating, 240. This is a little distracting because his Cameo picture, this almost doesn't look like a real account. Because let me share this with you. This is what gave me hesitation.
It looks like he's bowling.
The picture is not professional. It does look like someone grabbed something off Instagram and just like made it the biopic, but you can't argue with 5 stars, 240 ratings.
The videos are definitely him.
The videos are definitely him. There's just something weird about this.
I didn't know they had like select a video type. That's interesting. Pep talk, roast, advice.
Oh, I've never noticed that. A roast would be hilarious though.
Let's get on Cameo, man.
And just roast people?
Yeah. That's the only option you have.
That's a totally different value proposition to me, suddenly. To be like, you can get on and you can just like eviscerate people.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of that. That'd be great. Okay, that is going to do it for this episode of the Over Underachievers. Before we go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagram, or just talking about it out loud around other people you know. That's the best way to help us out, and it makes you look like a genius because of what great taste you have. As always, I'm Nox, he's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the beers start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rooms and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live no fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, yeah. Hey now, only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and it's where it gets colder. You're bundled up, now wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty clear. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. When world's on fire, my mouth's yours. That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.